Five-star treatment with William Lihong.
If you have just joined us, a warm welcome to you. We are hanging out with one young and gifted entrepreneur right now. Show Tips Live. Show Tips Love joins us live on the show. How are you doing, brother?
I'm good, my brother. How are you?
Finally on the five-star show.
Yeah, man. I've been trying to get a hold of you forever, man. Thanks for finally having me.
We spoke about this in Durban at the Durban July.
Yeah.
And you and I were talking about so many things
Sure. That,
you know, like that we need to put...
And we'll still do them.
And we're still going to do all of that, right? Yeah. But we brought you here today, obviously, to talk about you and your company. What is Show Love?
You know, Show Love has been so many things. What I'd say we are now is that we're an urban marketing agency. Our core business will always be events. We have a music division, and we've done really, really well. I'm happy that one of our singles with AKA got nominated 3 times for Your Metros. So really, really happy about that. We manage a lot of talent, and we consult to a lot of brands. Our tagline is, we're the creators of cool. So sometimes brands don't know how to relate a message to basically the kids that come to Show Love events, you know, so that's what we do.
And obviously this speaks to lifestyle, communications, entertainment, and anything music related.
Yes, music, fashion, we're really getting into health. You know, I think health is really important in entertainment. Not enough people are talking about it, and that's a big focus for us.
When did you start?
Look, I'm glad you still consider me young, you know, because I'm 33.
You're young enough.
I've been throwing parties since I was 19, you know, but I'd say my company from 2007, Show Love from 07, yeah.
You still throw parties?
I still throw parties. We had a big New Year's Eve gig at the Radisson just now. So that was a huge success, and a new brand that we're putting out there called Paula. So we're going to do Paula events around the country. We're starting our first one end of this month, actually.
What's the theme with the Paula campaign?
You know, food, wine, food and drinks is something that I'm also getting into. And with Paula, it's an environment where you don't necessarily have to come and turn up. You know, you can come, you can have a meal, you can have a cocktail, have a good conversation. You know, there's some good music in the background. And if you want to stick around later when it becomes a turn up, you know, that's completely up to you.
I mean, you guys, you do events, do management, you guys are hectic. So what are the biggest challenges that you guys face?
You know, the biggest challenge is being streamlined, you know.
English.
Nah? You know, you get ideas every day. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sure you get ideas, like 50 ideas a day. And the toughest thing is, you know, sticking to your script, you know, sticking to a plan and just doing good streamlined business and taking care of one thing at a time and then maybe brainstorming another idea.
So what's the difference between artist management, a booking agency, and what else? Talent.
Mm. Look, for me, what I always say about Show Love and myself is I don't wait for phone calls. You know, I don't wait for the phone to ring. I don't wait for an email. So with us, we go and we hunt for work. And if there's no work, we create the work. If my artists aren't being booked, I'll create the event myself. Do you know what I mean? We'll put on shows ourselves. We don't wait for the work. So for us, I consider myself a business partner to my talent, as opposed to manager, agent, booking, you know, booking what. But yeah, what's up?
Biggest deal you've done?
My biggest deal is probably with something that's about to be announced. It got closed actually on Thursday, and I'd love to tell you. I'll tell you off air though.
Are you still managing AKA?
No, I don't manage him in terms of day to day. We have obviously our friendship and we have a business relationship. So I would say that I consult to him still.
Okay.
In terms of business management, we worked on the Baddest single together, and I'm glad that it's a huge success.
What was your involvement when you say we worked on it together? What was your exact involvement?
Well, I'd say A&Ring, you know, so getting into studio, you know, basically shopping the idea, the concept for the song. You know, we worked on who should feature. You know, I really, really pushed Cooley, because Cooley was really busy. Even with Burna, we were very fortunate. Burna was literally in the country for 2 days.
Yeah.
You know, and we got him into studio immediately. And for me, I'm, I I put people together, you know, like that's what I always do. I like to A&R, and I think I have an ear for what's hot and what's not, and hopefully other people agree.
Let's talk about your roster very quickly. Sure. Who else do you work with?
We work with Mbali Nkosi, we work with Kermit Erasmus, Donovan Goliath. We got a new female DJ, Courtney Paul. I got a new artist called Elo. .com is on his way. We're dropping his R&B EP actually in about 4 weeks.
Okay.
We used to work with a lot of DJs. I mean, we still have those relationships, but there's no one really on the roster right now.
All right.
I mean, you started at the age of 19.
Sure.
You're 33 now.
Yeah.
Some of the things that you wish you knew when you started?
I wish I saved some money. You know, I wish I knew that, you know, what you make isn't always what you keep. I think also relationships, man. You know, like, you know, when you're young and you think you're making money, and sometimes you step on each other's toes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we all need each other, especially when you get older, because now it's all about strategy. You know, there's always a new version of you. You know what I mean? And they've been watching you all these years, and maybe they're a little smarter because, you know, they saw my mistakes. You know, so you have to stay on the ball, and you have to take care of relationships.
Nice. It's 7 minutes to go before 2. If you are just joining the conversation, hashtag Young and Gifted, brought to you by Total. We're hanging out with Show Tibbs Love.
Let's say you get an artist a deal with a mill.
Right.
And how many people are involved, and what's your share, and how do you distribute it?
Look, as a company, we usually take 15% to 20%. In terms of how many people are involved, I'd like it to never be more than 3 parties. So maybe the artist, his actual manager, and us. A lot of the times it's the artist and us. So it should never be more than 3 parties.
Saturdays, 12 to 3 p.m. on Metro FM. The 5-Star Show.